Hello, I'm Adrian Iosifescu, your host of the History of the Romanian Jews podcast, and this is episode 35, where we continue exploring the Jewish history of Romanian cities. This episode focused on another major Jewish center, Chișinău, or Chișinev in Russian. You just listened to the klezmer song Bulgar from Chișinev. A link to the full recording is provided as usual in the episode notes. Chișinău is the capital and the largest city of the Republic of Moldova. It is situated in the middle of the country on the River Bic, a tributary of the Dniester. Chișinău is the most economically prosperous town in Moldova and the country's largest transport hub. Though the city buildings were significantly damaged during the Second World War and by the various earthquakes, a rich architectural heritage remains. The city's central railway station boasts Russian imperial architectural style and currently maintains direct railway links to Romania. The Swiss-Italian-Russian architect Alexander Bernardazzi designed many of the city buildings, including the Chișinău City Hall, the Church of St. Theodore, and the Church of St. Pantelimon. The city hosts the National Museum of Fine Arts, Moldova State University, the Brâncuș Gallery, and the National Museum of History of Moldova. Historical documents mentioned Chișinău as a small village on the banks of River Bic, founded by Vlaicu, the uncle of Ștefan cel Mare, Stefan the Great. In a document of Duca Vodă from 1666, Chișinău is mentioned as a town now. The development from village to town represents an important step in the history of Chișinău. At the beginning of the 19th century, Chișinău was still a small town of about 7,000 inhabitants. In 1812, in the aftermath of the Russo-Turkish War, the eastern half of Moldavia was given by the Ottomans to the Russian Empire. The newly acquired territories became known as Bessarabia. Under Russian government, Chișinău became the capital of the newly annexed province of Bessarabia. By 1834, an imperial townscape with broad and long roads had emerged as a result of a generous development plan which divided Chișinău roughly into two areas: the old part of the town with the irregular building structures and the newly city center and station. Between May 26, 1830 and October 13, 1836, the architect Avraam Melnikov established the Cathedral of Nașterea Domnului with a magnificent bell tower. In 1840, construction of the triumphal arch planned by the architect Luca Zaukovich was completed. In 1871, Chișinău was linked by rail with Tiraspol, and in 1875, the Chișinău-Iași Railway was opened in preparation for the Russo-Turkish War. The town played an important part in the war between Russia and the Ottoman Empire, serving as the main staging area for the Russian invasion. During the Belle Epoque, the mayor of the city was Carol Schmidt, whose contribution to the modernization of the city is still commemorated by the Moldovans. The city's population had grown to 92,000 by 1862 and to over 125,000 by 1900s. As part of the pogrom wave organized in the Russian Empire, a large anti-Semitic riot occurred in the town in April 1903, which would later be known as the Chișinău pogrom. The riot continued for 3 days, resulting in 47 Jews dead, 92 severely wounded, and 500 suffering minor injuries. In addition, 700 houses and many businesses were plundered and destroyed. The pogrom is largely believed to have been incited by anti-Jewish propaganda in the only official newspaper of the time, Basarabets, which before Passover 1903 accused Chișinău's Jews of the ritual murder of a Christian child, though it was shown that the child has not been killed by Jews. Local authorities and Russian police were incapable of stopping the pogrom. Some of the perpetrators were tried by Russian courts but received only light sentences. The program had an immense influence on the ideological development of European Jewry and on straightening of its ties to Eretz Israel. In one of his speeches, Theodor Herzl declared that the events in Chisinau were a mirror of Jewish life all over the world. Chisinau was the symbol of Jewish development in Tsarist times, but this event became an important catalyst for the second Aliyah to Eretz Israel. Following the Russian October Revolution, Bessarabia declared independence from the crumbling empire as the Moldavian Democratic Republic before joining the Kingdom of Romania. As of 1919, Chisinau, with an estimated population of 133,000, became the second largest city in Romania. Between 1918 and 1940, the city center undertook large renovation work. Romania granted important subsidies to its provinces and initiated large-scale investment programs in the infrastructure of the main cities in Bessarabia, expanding the railroad infrastructure and launching an extensive program to eradicate illiteracy. On June 28, 1940, as a direct result of the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact, Bessarabia was annexed by the Soviet Union from Romania, and Chisinau became the capital of the newly created Moldavian Soviet Socialist Republic. Following the Soviet occupation, mass deportations linked with atrocities were executed by the NKVD, the Soviet Secret Service, between June 1940 and June 1941. More than 400 people were summarily executed in Chisinau in July 1940. In June 1941, in order to recover Bessarabia, Romania entered World War II under the command of the German Wehrmacht, declaring war on the Soviet Union. Chisinau was severely affected in the chaos of the Second World War. In June and July 1941, the city came under bombardment by Nazi air raids. During the German and Romanian military administration, the city suffered from the Nazi extermination policy targeting its Jewish inhabitants, who were transported on trucks to the outskirts of the city and then summarily shot in partially dug pits. The number of Jews murdered during the initial occupation of the city is estimated at 10,000 people. The deportation of the city's Jews to Transnistria reduced its Jewish population from over 12,000 in the fall of 1941 to 177 in 1943. A large majority of the deportees died. After the war, Bessarabia was fully reintegrated into the Soviet Union, with around 65% of its territory as the Moldavian Socialist Republic, while the remaining 35% was transferred to the Ukrainian Socialist Republic. Two other waves of deportations of Moldova's native population were carried out by the Soviets. The first immediately after the Soviet reoccupation of Bessarabia until the end of 1940s, and the second in the mid of 1950s. In 1969-70, young people, most of them returning from university studies in Leningrad, initiated Zionist activities in Chisinau. In 1970 and again in 1971, Chisinau was the site of two highly publicized trials of Zionist activists. The period of the most significant redevelopment of the city began in 1971, when the Council of Ministers of the Soviet Union adopted a decision on the measures for further development of the city of Chisinau, which secured more than 1 billion rubles in investment from the state budget. This development continued until the independence of Moldova in 1991. Now, let's take a quick look at the Jewish history in the city of Chisinau. The Romanian historian Vianu found a legal ruling from the year 1742 in favor of the Jew David from Chisinau regarding goods that were stolen from him. The ruling required that the accused pay a penalty and return the goods to David. In his book, All Documents of Romanian Law, the noted historian Nicolae Iorga mentioned a document from 1743 indicating that Chișinău Jews were required to pay an additional 5 lei annually in taxes compared with the rest of the citizens. The traveler von Renz mentions in his book that in the year 1793, Chișinău was a small town with a mixed population of Moldavians, Greeks, and Jews. According to the few documents that have survived, the Jewish community of Chișinău has existed for about 250 years. By 1774, Chișinău was home to 540 Jews, representing 7% of the town population. A burial society was founded in 1774 with 144 members. Zalman ben Mordechai Saragotsky was Chișinău's first rabbi, and in 1812, Haim ben Shalom Tirer laid the foundation for the Great Synagogue. During the same period, a Jewish hospital opened, and in 1838, a Jewish school with a secular curriculum was started on the initiative of local Mishkilim. In 1858, the Jewish educational system included two state secular schools, a private school for girls, and 46 heders. A Hasidic yeshiva was one of the first in the south of the Russian Empire and functioned from 1860. Chișinău was a multi-ethnic city where Jews lived alongside Russians, Ukrainians, Romanians, Poles, Germans, Armenians, Greeks, and Roma. During the 19th century, the Jewish population rose from a small percentage to almost half of the city inhabitants. In 1847, there were over 10,000 Jews, 12% of the population. In 1867, the number has increased to 18,000 Jews, or 22% of the population, and in 1897, to 50,000 Jews, or 46% of the population. In 1897, 22% of all Bessarabian Jews were living in Chișinău, where Jews had come mainly from Ukraine and Belarusia, attracted by economic possibilities. Data from the Jewish Colonization Society showed that in 1898, Jews owned 29 of Chișinău's 38 factories, 6 of the 7 steam flour mills, 5 of the 7 plants for curing tobacco, and 4 of the 5 printing presses. Most of the employees in these enterprises were also Jewish. The same source indicates that 2,400 Jews traded in agricultural products, more than 1,000 worked in the garment and textile industries, 850 were teamsters and coachmen, and more than 500 were seasonal grape pressers and harvesters. Many Jews lived in poverty. In 1898, two separate welfare organizations joined to form the Society in Aid of the Poor of Chișinău. From 1886, a group of Havelei Tzion members, led by Mayor Dizengoff, functioned in Chișinău, and from 1897, a group of Zionists was headed by Jacob Bernstein Kogan. Jewish communal and cultural life was thriving, with the presence of a Hebrew kindergarten, several Hebrew and Yiddish schools, a yeshiva, a teacher's seminary, a network of political, cultural, and youth organizations, and the central office of the Zionist Organization of Bessarabia. By the end of the 19th century, the city had become a major center for Yiddish and Hebrew printing and journalism. Among Yiddish newspapers and periodicals were Das Bessaraben Leben, Art und Arbeit, Unsere Zeit, and Der Yid. In 1912, the Russian Zionist weekly Evreyaska Kronika was published there. At the start of the 20th century, Chișinău had more than 70 synagogues and about 20 yeshivot. While the working class suburbs of the lower town concentrated the bulk of the Jewish population, some Jews had also taken up residence in the upper, more bourgeois part, where the majority of the embassies are today. The Moldovan capital, therefore, does not have a Jewish quarter to speak of. In 1940-41, during the short period after the Soviet takeover, Zionist organizations were disbanded and thousands of Jewish activists and wealthy Jews were exiled to Siberia, though Yiddish culture was supported in the form of schools, theater, and publications. Let's mention some of the few of the many well-known Jews connected with the city of Chisinau. Yaakov Bernstein Kogan was a Russian physician, Zionist, and Jewish community activist. His father was an important figure in the Chisinau Jewish community. Bernstein Kogan led the Chisinau Bureau of the Zionist Movement. Itzhak Korn, who while in Chisinau contributed to the daily Yiddish newspaper Unser Zeit, Our Times, edited the student publication Unser Weg, Our Way, and with Kotick edited the weekly newspaper Erd und Arbeit, Land and Work. In Israel, he assumed important positions in the Mapai Party and in the World Zionist Movement. Another important personality was Alexander Goldenweiser, a renowned Russian pianist, teacher, and composer. It's worth mentioning David Kessler, a prominent actor in the first great era of Yiddish theater, Mendel Portugali, one of the leading figures in the Second Aliyah and founder of the Hashomer movement in Israel, Avigdor Lieberman, the current Israeli politician, Meir Dizengoff, who, although born in Odessa, was a very active Zionist in Chisinau and eventually became the founder and the first mayor of Tel Aviv. Another very important personality is Yehuda Leib Tsairelson, chief rabbi of Chisinau and Bessarabia from 1909 to 1941. And he founded a yeshiva there and also founded Agudas Yisrael. He served for a short time as a mayor of Chisinau and in 1922 was elected deputy to the Romanian parliament and then senator in 1926. Finally, another person worth mentioning is Olga Banchik, a well-known communist activist, very active in the French resistance. As I mentioned in other episodes, an important element of Jewish presence is the existence of Jewish cemeteries. During the long history of Jewish Chisinau, there were several Jewish cemeteries in town, of which only part of one remains. The cemetery was called the Jewish Cemetery on Skulyanka, or the New Cemetery. The Chisinau Cemetery was established in the 18th century and was one of the largest Jewish cemeteries in Europe. Located on a flat land with a continuous masonry wall and a gate that locks, the 1 million square meter cemetery had over 25,000 graves. The oldest tombstone dates from the 19th century. In the cemetery, one can find mass graves of victims of the plague in which Christians and Jews were buried, the tomb of Yehuda Leib Tsairelson, the rabbi of Bessarabia, a monument to the victims of the Chisinau pogrom, and a monument to the victims of the Holocaust, and then the Beit Kaddishim, the historical funeral hall. Constructed in the late half of the 19th century, this structure has survived through significant historical events, including damage from shelling during the Second World War. Although the hall had experienced extensive neglect over decades, resulting in the loss of part of its roof, its original interior decorations and dome have survived. It was recently restored with the support of the U.S. Embassy in Moldova. One of the most significant remains of the Jewish history of Chisinau is an impressive yeshiva built in 1860 by the city's Hasidic community. Bessarabia was indeed a major center of influence for the thought of the Baal Shem Tov school, seeking to counter the growing influence of Haskalah on the community. Kishinev's yeshiva was considered one of the most important in the southern part of the Russian Empire and attracted students from Bessarabia as well as Podolia and other areas now in Ukraine. After the war, the massive and relatively well-preserved yeshiva was converted to a warehouse for the local scrap dealers. Now classified as a historical monument, it is waiting rehabilitation. Let's now review the other symbol of Jewish life in Chisinau, the synagogues. The Choral Synagogue is a former Jewish congregation and synagogue located on 75 Vlaiku Perkalap Street. Construction of the synagogue was completed in 1913 with funds from the local Jewish community to commemorate the 300th anniversary of the Russian Romanov dynasty. Originally built for yeshiva students, it later became the main synagogue of Chisinau. The synagogue was affiliated with the liberal or progressive tradition in Judaism, as reflected by the synagogue use of the term temple. Under the leadership of Rabbi Yehuda Leib Tzirson, the synagogue and its yeshiva were among the most well-known in Chisinau and earned renown for their cantors. After the Second World War, the building was rebuilt and repurposed into a theater. In 2023, the city of Chisinau placed a plaque at the theater commemorating its former status as a synagogue in remembrance of the 120th anniversary of the Chisinau pogrom. The Glassmaker Synagogue, or Central Synagogue, was built in 1896-1898 by the architect Salel Gerfich Ginger. In 1964, local Soviet authorities ordered the closing of all synagogues except this one, which remained the only active place of worship for the Jewish community for more than 40 years. The synagogue complex includes the building and the mikvah and is now run by Shabbat Lubavitch Hasidic movement. The Lumberjack Synagogue, or the Lemneria Synagogue, was built in 1835 and then nationalized by the Soviets in 1940. In 2005, the American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee opened the JCC in the building that once housed the synagogue. In 2019, the synagogue was reopened. Chisinau's Jewish importance stems from its history as a major center of Jewish life in Eastern Europe, marked by both significant cultural developments and tragic persecution, including the infamous 1903 pogrom. This concludes this episode on Jewish Chisinau. Until next episode, be well.